are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. For those that don't know me, I'm Mara Gale. I'm the host of OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. It takes place every Thursday night at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern. My topic for Thursday night's show was the narcissist. Oh my gosh, we got into it. And tonight's show topic is dreamer versus achiever. And so I'm really excited about some of the things that Shania is going to share with you. She's going to talk about the 10 steps to conquer your dreams. And some of those steps include ownership or clarity, reality, passion, pathway, people. Cost, you know, how many of you understand that you have to count up the cost to a thing? Tenacity, fulfillment, and significance. We're going to go ahead and start this particular interview off. I'm super excited to introduce to you guys. Some of you probably already know her, but in case you don't, Shania Marie Adams is a life coach. She is phenomenal. I have the honor and the privilege of interviewing her and sharing her with you. So on tonight's show, we're going to talk about dreamer versus achiever. So before we dive into the topic, Shania, I want you to just introduce yourself to the people in the way that only you can, and then tell them a little bit about the event you've got coming up, and then we're going to dive into the topic, okay?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I am Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, empowerment coach. I am a John Maxwell certified teacher, speaker, trainer, and coach. I am many things and wear many hats, but bottom line, I am just me. Down to earth, who I am, just truly me. I'm a genuine individual who loves empowering others, and that's where my heart is. So I have an event coming up. It is a mastermind roundtable on the book, based on the book, Put Your Dream to the Test. Let's see, can I get all creative? Can you
put
see
your
it?
Dream
there you
to the,
go.
That's good.
And what I'm so excited about is, you know, so often, and this actually is starting on October the 2nd or October the 5th, depending on what one is interested in. And for more information, we'll make sure they know how to contact. But what I love is that the reality is when we're talking about dreamer versus achiever, did you know that 9 out of 10 people don't fulfill their dreams? Did you know that?
I knew that. I know you know that
because you are, of course, the midwife of helping people achieve their dream. But so my heart is so passionate around assisting others because I know that so many people are rich on the inside, but they struggle with getting that richness out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. That is so true. It's like we have a wealth of stuff in us. And a lot of times, and you know, I think it was Miles Monroe that said it best, you know, some of the greatest dreams, ideas, and visions are in the cemetery.
Absolutely.
You know, and one of the things I say is I don't want to go to the grave. I want to go to the grave totally depleted, totally empty, totally used up because the worms and the dirt can't do nothing with what I got. So when people are telling me, oh my goodness, you're doing that or you're doing this, I'm like, listen, there's a lot of time for sleep and that's going to be when life is over. So Shania, let's go ahead and dive right into your topic, our topic,
so that we can enlighten everybody on what it means. What's the meaning of dreamer versus achiever?
Mm-hmm. You know, what's so interesting is that a dreamer is who has this idea, this thought that stimulates them, that brings about this emotion, but it's internal. This is my dream. See it? No, you can't. Because you couldn't see what was on the inside.
You better preach. Did y'all catch that? Did y'all catch that?
I don't know if they got it.
This is my dream. See it?
See it? This is my dream. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I see it. But a dream is something that's on the inside. It's internal. An achiever is one who takes that which is on the inside, that mm-hmm. vision, and they execute on it. And you begin to see them bring this about. As my midwife would say, they birthed that thing.
They birthed that thing. Girl, they got a birth. And wait. And you can't give birth if you don't have a due date. Am I right
you
about
do
it?
Not.
You know, I'm
you
famous
are
for
right.
saying that. You got to set a due date. Because
absolutely.
Nobody can carry a baby without knowing when the baby's going to be birthed. So if you got a dream, a vision, an idea, set a due date.
So true. And so many are, quote unquote, carrying their dream on the inside. They're dreamers. They're sitting, oh, I have this dream. They're laying, you know, on the grass. They're sitting, gazing over the ocean, and they're visualizing this great dream, but nothing happens. And many of us are dreamers. And like you said, Dr. Miles Monroe said it best, the graveyard is the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. So many of us, we have that dream and we take it to the grave. We are so rich, and we add to the richness of the cemetery and the dirt here because we didn't do what we needed to do to achieve it and execute on it. So an achiever is one who executes.
Yes.
They put feet to their belief. They start moving and taking action.
Wings to their dreams, honey.
Wings.
They step out.
Yes, they step out. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I'm so honored that you wanted to have this conversation. Because so many people, they run with it like a banner. I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
And that dream is not enough. It's great
it's
to
not.
Have it because it starts there. But are you executing on it? Are you taking the necessary steps to bring that dream to life so that others can see it? Because the hope on the inside of us, it's invisible to those on the outside.
So there are a lot of people. And, I, you know, one of the things I tell people is to never give up their imagination. You know, when we were kids, we used to use our imagination to think up all kinds of things. And my husband and I play games called What If. We do all kinds of things to stimulate our imagination and to propel our dreams forward. First, it becomes the seed. That's the seed. And then we start watering that seed and planting and putting shading and coloring onto the with the imagination, onto the dream. And then we, of course, set due dates for those things that we want to accomplish. I know that you've got 10 steps to conquer your dreams. How about we just go over maybe a couple? I know I'm not going to give away all your goodies because you got some good stuff coming up that I want the people to participate in. But you can share a little bit about some of the steps, some of one or two of the steps that people need to take in order to conquer those dreams.
Absolutely. And you know, what I really want to do is I want to focus in on step number one.
Perfect.
And step number one is ownership. And the reason why ownership is so important, because many of us, we are fighting to live out someone else's dream. You know, I love to share, sis, this cute little story. I don't even know if you know this, but growing up, my mom, I laugh whenever I think about it. She had me to take accordion lessons. I learned how to play.
I learned, right?
Many people don't know that.
Next time I talk to you, I'm going to have some accordion music playing in the background. You do know I'm making a mental note of that. Accordion lessons.
Accordion lessons. And, you know, as an adult, I said, Mom, because I have such memories of, mm-hmm. you know, this big, huge, and I was a little bitty thing, right? This big, yeah. huge thing. I'm trying to, you know, draw it in and out. And my mom's so proud, you know, whenever people were over, get your accordion, play a song. And it was just the most hilarious thing for me because growing up, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so not feeling this accordion. Do I have to do this? But right, that was right. mom's dream of wanting to give me culture. Yeah. So she didn't know how I would embrace it or not. And many of us, mm-hmm. we do things because of someone else infringing Ooh. Their dream on us.
And hold up.
Okay, unpack
that. I got to unpack that because we about to set some people free. Some people went to college to get yes. a degree in something that their parents wanted them to get a degree in, and they are still in debt because their passion wasn't for the thing that their parents wanted them to accomplish. I promise you, there are more people that I talk to that are making money but not making meaning, that are going to work to pay bills, to pay for mm-hmm. stuff. And it really, it hurts my heart because mm-hmm. that's a challenge for a lot of people mm-hmm. trying to live up to an expectation in their parents' mind or mm-hmm. in their spouse's mind. Mm-hmm. So you've got to find that purpose and that passion. So go back to your accordion story. I just needed to, you see, I had to get some things off my chest because my mama didn't want me to go to school for broadcasting. Let me get an amen on that. She mm-hmm. wanted me to go to school. I was going to school for accounting. I was mm-hmm. going to be a CPA. And I still know how to do all my taxes and all of that. And I thank God that I know how to handle money and manage money and acquire money. Okay, praise mm-hmm. the Lord, I can even earn money. But at the time, she wanted me to either take up a trade or become an accountant because surely you can't make a living in the entertainment industry. But God says with him, all things are all possible. Things. So go mm-hmm. ahead, talk about your accordion. I'm gonna dial it down, but I had to jump in there to kind of share that.
No, but I love that you jumped in because this is exactly the point that many of us, we are doing exactly what you said. We're living someone else's dream. We went to college to be a doctor, have no passion for it, but that's what somebody else wanted us to do or said you should do for an attorney or whatever. And we're miserable because yeah. we have not owned our own dream. We yeah. are living out someone else's dream. And that is so key that until we own our own dream, and they're yeah. key questions and, you know, they'll have to do the mastermind group to get all those questions. But there are key questions that one goes through to determine, is this my dream or is it someone else's dream? You know, because if you're living out someone else's dream, you're never going to have peace. You're always mm-hmm. going to have unrest. You're going to yeah. feel like you're a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And that's why Always. I'm so passionate about put your dream to the test. Because yes. it's a simple way to really process through understanding, is this my dream? So that you can take full ownership of it. And no longer are you just moving about without a clear vision and purpose. But you're now leading your own life because you're clear that, yes, this is absolutely my dream. And it's not yeah. someone else's dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a freedom that comes with that. You know, it is it's impossible to be really good at being an imposter.
Yes.
It's impossible to be really good at being anybody other than your true authentic self. Mm-hmm. And authenticity is not the topic of tonight's show, but I'm kind of tossing that out for free because I believe a lot of times, even, you know, we have to wear so many masks. Going to work, you wear a different mask. Being with your friends and family, you may have on a mask. Being, you know, we go in and out of different mm-hmm. circles and situations. I have learned that if I can't take who I am to all the places mm-hmm. that I go, then maybe I'm not supposed to be there. So I peel off the mask and I let people see who I am because it's really hard to remember who I was the last time I was around Tim and Joe. When if I'm authentically Mara Gale, then if I go around Tim, Jim, Bill, or Bob, I can be who I am. And I'm not apologizing for who I am. I'm not ashamed of who I am. But I have learned to be authentically me. And even when I was doing corporate 500 productions, you know, I was a trade show spokesperson, Shania. The beautiful thing about that was, you know, I'm in different circles and in different cities and countries. But when I showed up as my authentic self, they were wowed by it because there was not another like me. There wasn't anybody that brought to the table what I brought to the table, because when I got involved in that industry, there were very few African Americans in the industry. And so in order for them to have me participate, they had to pay top dollar because I was like the only one at the time. So it's very important that people literally know how to own who they are, possess those gifts and talents, and pursue it with reckless abandonment. Don't divert, don't derail the dream. Keep focusing on it. So talk a little, I know you were talking about ownership. I didn't know if you wanted to share a little bit more about it, but I want you to go ahead and, you know, do what you do.
No, I appreciate that. Absolutely. And, you know, I was sitting here as you were sharing and I was processing and thinking about a number of things. Because so often people don't pursue their dreams because of past disappointments. Yes. You know, they want it to be something. And someone said, you can't do that. Are you kidding me? No. So they begin to buy into others who are saying you can't. And so they begin to press down what's really on the inside of them for them to be authentic, like you said. Yeah, and so now if someone says, oh, you should be this or that, and that's a large part of why we don't own it, because at some stage when you got excited, oh, I want to be this. And somebody said, are you kidding me? Because of the power of words. And so now you're like, oh, well, when I was excited to be that, because that was my authentic self, that was what made my heart sing. Now I was fired up about that. Someone said, you can't. You're not tall enough, you're not thin enough, you're not whatever enough. You can't. There, you know.
Enough.
I have to share this cute little story.
Girl, go ahead.
Because I often think of, and many know this particular basketball star, I often think about Muggsy Bogues. I heard a story, heard him being interviewed many years ago, and he was an NBA star. And for all things, I mean, he was he didn't meet the height requirements, because in stature, he really wasn't short. You know what I mean? He really was tall on the inside.
He was a giant. He was a giant.
Exactly. But he didn't meet the standard based on, you know, what one would see for an NBA star. But what I love when I heard his story in alignment with what we're talking about, someone said to him, well, you know, you don't really meet the standard, the height requirements. What made you think that you could? And he said, no one ever told me I couldn't. So he didn't have what many of us have that has shut us down, where someone said you can't. He was, I can. So he went on to do, because no one ever told him that he couldn't. But along the way, for many of us, someone told us we couldn't. And that's why many of us don't pursue what's on the inside of us. But we have to take those limitations off. And limitations is definitely one of the steps of conquering, so that you can put your dream to the test. Of course, we have to own our dream, but we have to look at what disappointments, what is it that prevents me from owning it? And now let me take the limits off.
You know, I got something for that too. Cause I love when I've had experience in something that someone's dialoguing about. You know, a lot of times we've allowed people to believe that they were copied, CC'd on the memo that God gave us, or that God decided to three-way call them in on the conversation he had with us, or that he took the time to do a Facebook Live video so that everybody could be aware of what he was telling you to do, or that he said, you know what, let's do a FaceTime live, FaceTime live video with your family to tell your family what I'm about to thrust you into. But God doesn't work like that. When so daddy true. Decides to deliver a baby to your womb and to your spirit to tell you that you're called to do something, birth a book or release a CD or launch a business or produce a film or write a screenplay, God doesn't CC somebody in. He doesn't give them a copy of the memo. Mm-hmm. He doesn't invite them to a Facebook Live or a FaceTime session with them. He speaks it to your spirit, and then he allows something to leap like John the baby did inside Elizabeth's womb, and it begins to leap so much that that it calls you forward to do it. It's like when I get a dream, an idea, a concept, or I'm passionate about something, it drowns out my day to day. Shania, I can't sleep until I birth the baby. I can't even function and think about other things until I write out a plan and flush it out and make it clear, because Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision plain upon the table that he that read it will run. Mm-hmm. And so my desire becomes, how can I get this out of my mind onto paper? Because paper has one job. It is available and it is open and ready to be used, to be poured upon. And so I implore you guys, I beseech you, if you've got a dream, if you've got a passion, if you've got an idea, don't let people's hateration cause you to abort or divert off the plan. Use your haters as your elevators. Go to the next level. And if too many people are in your ear too often, you need to kick them out. What do I say to you all the time, Shania? I say, everybody ain't ready for a first class seat in my life.
They are not.
Hey, baby. Only some people ride in first class. Other people got to be kicked into coach. Some got to be put in baggage. And then there are other people that I have left on the tarmac, not in conceit, not in arrogance, but it is necessary, because sometimes people will drag you down because they ain't been to where you're going. Sometimes people will pull you back because they can't see what it is you've seen. And sometimes people will pull you down because they don't want you to leave their comfort zone and get to that next place, because they don't know if they're going to be beside you. So y'all take that with you. You could pass an offering plate for my girl Shania, because she's drumming all of this up tonight. You know I love me some you.
And I love more of you. And what I love is that this is your lane. We are speaking your language, and this is the whole point, that whatever it is that we're passionate about, that fire has to come out. And many of us, we are not allowing that fire to be fueled for one reason or another. We talked about disappointments. Maybe it's the lack of confidence because of the negative words. It can be various things. But what I love that you touched on is that it's so important for us to tap into our passion. And that's what you showed us. I mean, in that moment, the midwife came out and she gave a minute sermon on the mount on that one, because that's what it's all about. And we want both of us. We are kindred spirits around birthing. We are kindred spirits about individuals fulfilling their purpose. And I love that you brought out the importance of writing it. Habakkuk 2.
Write
the vision and make it plain. And many of us, we don't even know. We go to, okay, I see it. And we have to put pen to paper and grab what we see here and write it, like what you said. We have to capture it. And so many times we get it, but we're afraid to step out on it because we lack the confidence because of negative words that were spoken into our lives. Somebody down the way, as we mentioned earlier, said you can't, and so we don't believe that we can. And there's a lack of imagination as well for many of us. It's like, you know, I remember hearing a story about Steven Jobs, that before he created Apple, now I don't know how true this is or isn't, but that he laid in the grass and he may have been a little high, but you know, he began to allow his imagination to run wild.
Because sometimes you got to take it to the end in order to actually see the beginning. Yes.
Absolutely. You have to be able to see it, all of the details around it, and owning it first is key. Taking off the limitations.
Taking off the limitations. You got to remove the ceiling out of your life. You got to take away the excuses. You got to remove the obstacles of your mind. Sometimes you may think it's the enemy, and it actually may not be the enemy. It could be the inner me, myself, and I. Sometimes we get in our own way by believing it's the enemy. Sometimes the devil don't even know your address. He has no idea where you live. You know why he don't know where you live? Because you aren't doing anything that's going to change or bring about kingdom business. It doesn't mean you're not going to church. It doesn't mean that you're not tithing. It doesn't mean that you're not singing in a choir, but you're not impacting and affecting people's lives. God desires for us to do that. And the enemy only gets dissatisfied or get on our case when we are actually changing lives, when we're actually changing the trajectory of someone's life, saving souls, winning souls, doing something that's really making a difference. So quit giving the devil all this press. Quit telling people, oh, the devil busy, oh, the devil, oh, that was just the devil. The devil don't know your address. He ain't even thinking about you. So quit giving him all the press. We got to take the limitations off our mind, the limitations off our time. Sometimes you think you may not have the money to complete a thing, but I want to tell you, you can get a lot done with favor. Favor ain't fair, but it sure is fabulous.
Hey, I'm Mara Gale, and I want to let you know that Up to Me Radio is the proud host of the Hear My Heart Woman of Faith Conference. We'd like to invite you, our listeners, to join us at our upcoming Hear My Heart Woman of Faith Conference, October 9th through 11th in Atlanta. There's something for everyone. Entertainment, industry panels, business tips, awards, luncheon, and evening gala, and so much more. You'll have an opportunity to meet me, Mara Gale, and each of the other show hosts in person. Take pictures, get autographs, and be encouraged. For additional details and to purchase your ticket, please visit HearMyHeartConference.com. That's HearMyHeartConference.com.
So we're going to welcome her back into the conversation. You were talking about limitations because I put a pin in my mind. You said something about taking the limitations off. So go ahead and spit your knowledge to the people, sis.
This is the thing. What I want people to understand is this, that the only limits we have are the limits we place on ourselves. And so when we're talking about taking the limitations off, we have to start to think and see things differently. And there's a process that we have to go through to allow our imagination to flow, to allow those thoughts to flow, and to recognize that everything starts with the seed. Everything starts with a seed, which is known as our dream, our vision, that hope that we have on the inside. We were talking about Apple, Steven Jobs. Many of us, myself included, carry Apple products at some level. Maybe you don't have an iPhone. Maybe you are on Android, but you probably have an iPad, an iPod, something Apple. But when he came into the marketplace, and I use him as an illustration because it's truly a cult phenomenon, that
yes, it is.
There were limits that said you can't do the different levels of what he achieved, but he had to take those limits off. And I love when I heard his story that for him, it was not about what I can't do, but how can I? Don't tell me how I can't. Tell me how I can. And so for many of us, it's expanding this mindset that has been compressed because of the disappointments, because of the experiences in the past, because of the stuff. And so you have to allow yourself to become free again, to take the limits off and expand your thinking. Because you can do whatever you desire to do.
Yes.
There are no limits.
Yes.
There are no limits.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
You're right.
And when you're a person of faith, nothing is impossible. Now, I don't know where people stand. My belief, I know. God tells me nothing is impossible. So it's either we believe it or we don't. No excuses. People make excuses. Why? Because we want to stay in the mindset of a dreamer.
Everything's lovely there.
In the clouds. But see, when you move from dreamer to achiever, you have to do something. Yeah. And see, many of us, we want to stay in our comfort zone. Oh, this I know, it's comfortable here. Don't stir me up. Don't you mess with me. Leave me alone. Because it's comfortable. But if you want to live out your dream and be an achiever, you have to execute. And that will require you stretching out of your comfort zone. And many of us, we keep the limits because this box, I know.
Yeah.
This box here, I know. But when it comes to expanding my thinking beyond, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And many people don't achieve their dreams because it's uncomfortable. Take those limits off. You know I'm stirred up.
I'm stirred up with you. I'm stirred up with you. because this is what it's about, y'all. At the end of the day, Coach Adams, Shania, Coach Adams, and myself, all we want you to do is live out your potential. And even when you feel bogged down, even when it feels like tar is on your wings, even when it feels like your ankle is chained to a ball someplace far away, even when it feels like you can't see the next step because of a lack of finance or a lack of help or whatever that next step may be for you, we want to remind you that if you would sit still and start chiseling out, not the things that are wrong, but what's going right. Start an attitude of gratitude. Start thinking about how you can plant seeds that will get you to the harvest, seeds of good things, because that's what the word says. Think on these things. Those things are the truth. Those things that are pure. Mm-hmm. If there's any virtue, any praise, think on these. So the more seeds of goodness you start planting, the more the bigger the attitude of gratitude, the more things begin to come about. Everything is a seed. When you say you can't, it is a seed. When you say you can, it is a seed. You will grow a rose as readily as you will grow poison if you plant them both, water them both, and nurture them both. So if you nurture, I can't. If you nurture, I don't have enough. If you nurture, I won't succeed. That's going to grow. And if you nurture, I can. And if you nurture, I will. And if you nurture, I'm going to succeed. That's going to grow. So every day, people say, you know, I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Choose the other side. And I don't mean physically sleep on the opposite side of the bed. I'm saying, instead of your day in your mind starting off at a negative space, choose to be the most optimistic person you've ever met in your life. Choose to be the most positive individual that anybody will ever encounter. Choose to see the good in people and not the bad in people, and watch what happens to your day. Instead of a rainy cloud following you all day, it's going to be sunshine. You'll have all green lights. Now, I don't mean that your life will be picture perfect, but I promise you, your picture will be more perfect. You won't be sinless, but you'll sin less. This is all an attitude. It is all an attitudes. It starts with a seed in your mind. In your mind.
So true. So true. You know, I call it the emotional bank account based on words.
Yes,
that
it is.
Every word that is spoken becomes, it's a part of our emotional bank account. And we all have liabilities and assets. We all have stinking thinking. And it's not easy. It's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25
negative
words.
Yep.
So we all have a lot of stinking thinking, but it's those individuals that say, I'm going to shift. Life gave me lemons. I'm going to turn it into lemonade. I'm going to turn it into lemon meringue pie. I'm going to turn it into lemon something, lemon loaf.
Yes.
But when, so learning how to shift the negatives, everybody has stinking thinking. And
every
so
day.
When you deal with every day, when you deal with as, Joyce Meyer says it best, battlefield of the mind. It's here.
Yes.
This
yes,
is what
yes.
tells you you can't. This is truly where the limits are. The limits are here because of those words that were spoken that said you couldn't. But think about Muggsy Bowles. And we can go on to many stories. But I love
him
because the standard, he didn't meet the standard. But yet. Yes. And so many of you out there, you don't quote unquote meet the status quo, but yet if you allow yourself to make new deposits, replace those negatives, those liabilities with assets, words that would empower you, words that would speak contrary to those negative words, I trust me and Mara Gale, the midwife. We know this to be true.
Yeah.
When you start making a shift and you start to feed yourself positive words, through the word, through affirmations, various areas. You have to guard your ear gates. You know, just because a word has been spoken, it doesn't mean I have to embrace it and hug it. Ooh, it's mine. No. Does that word speak to living out your dream? Does that word edify you? Does that word build you up? Does it tear you down? Because if it tears you down, you don't have to accept it. You can block it, shut it down, get rid of that. You don't have to own it just because there's been a word spoken, and begin to look at who's in your circle of trust. Because that's another part of, obviously, as we're talking about today, put your dream to the test. We're talking about dreamer versus achiever. Who you have in your circle is a part of that process as well. I love the movie The Fockers and the Robert De Niro character. He would talk about the circle of trust. So who do you have in your circle? Are they speaking words of life or words of death? Are they telling you can, or they're saying you can't? You may have to cut some people off. But all of this is a part of, it is real talk. It's a part of counting the cost around your dream. Your dream is worth it. But are you willing to pay the price is the question. And we're not just talking about monetary price. Are you willing?
I was about to say, look, you broke in with the emotional bank account, baby. And some people are at a deficit emotionally. They're walking around here broken. They're walking around here downtrodden. They're walking around here confused about a lot of things. And you have to make a deposit into your emotional bank account. You have to make a deposit into your spiritual bank account, just like you make a deposit into your financial bank account. Otherwise, you will be at a deficit and you will always be in the red and you'll always try to figure out how to get ahead, how to make things happen. Your emotions or she motions or he motions have to be under control at all times, or you'll make the wrong decision or the wrong choice for the wrong reason. Sometimes you make a permanent decision or a permanent choice based on a temporary situation. You may temporarily not have the finances or the funds to do a thing, but you know that you have the gift or the talent, or you have the idea or the concept. Sometimes you may emotionally make the wrong decision because somebody hurt your feelings, even though that's the key, that the person who you got the problem with is the key to your next. Don't allow your emotions, better yet, I got a phrase for you. Don't take everything personally. Yeah. Take things purposefully. Find out the purpose in every relationship that's in your life. And then you were talking about, there was another thing you were talking about, the stinking thinking. And there was something that I wanted to share with people, how to get out of their own way. You literally sometimes have to make a list. I remember there was a time that I was at my weakest point emotionally. And I knew when I was at that point that I didn't have a lot to give out. And I had people who were like vampires. They would emotionally suck the blood out of me. They would drain me. And I realized when I was at my deficit, I had to be very careful of whose call I took. I had to be very careful of who I allowed to talk in my ear gates, as you were mentioning. And so I made a list. I made a list of those that deposited into me and those that withdrew from me. Because when I am exhausted, when I am running on fumes, and when I am at the top of my game doing what I'm supposed to do, but that's causing me to be extremely tired or emotionally drained, or I'm using all of my creative powers to birth something, I can't go and talk to the person who's going to suck out of me the thing I'm going to need to get me to my next. I don't know you, Shania, but I am next. People don't understand that I am next. And that's not bragging. Mm-hmm. That's merely saying I have been preparing. I have been speaking life over some things. It is such an interesting season. I told somebody the other day, I began making a list of the people I want to bless because God is about to overflow some things to me, and it's going to be so exceeding abundantly above all I can ask and think. I'm not going to have the time to sit down and write the list about the people I want to bless. I want to already have it on tap because I want to tell my dad I'm in expectation mode and I believe I heard the Spirit right. And so something's coming to me. And when something's coming to you, what do? You get ready, you prepare, you plan, right? And so all of that preparation and all of that planning and all of that preparing is forcing me to now make a list of those that I want to bless, because my daddy's been so good to me that I want to, I can't keep it all to myself. It's running over. And you know my phrase, my cup is so full, you can have a sip from my salsa. So I want to make sure that they're able to sip from the salsa. Amen.
Yes. Amen. We're sipping. We are sipping.
Hallelujah.
It's delicious. Absolutely. Oh,
bless
delicious.
Your heart. Bless your heart.
I can't say it enough that for anyone that's listening in, your dream is worth it. You yes. owe it to yourself, because yes. the world today, what we're seeing are individuals who are not in alignment with purpose. I heard a story about 3 weeks ago, and I don't know this young man's name. A pastor who is giving hope to others committed suicide. Young pastor.
In his 30s.
And you know, my heart aches, because I understand that when people get to that desperate place of hopelessness, it's because we're out of alignment
with Daddy.
That's what I've come to realize. We are out of alignment.
Yeah.
And many of us are living lives out of alignment. We're going to jobs every day that we absolutely hate. We're living lives that we hate. We are existing, but we're not living the fullness that life was designed and created for. And fullness doesn't mean that it's easy and without challenge.
Yeah.
But when you are in alignment, you know, I remember when I was in real estate, I felt like a square peg trying to fit in a round hole.
Yeah.
And that square peg wasn't designed for that round hole. So there was constant friction. Exactly. It was constant friction. It was trying to fit and it was constant friction. So I had no peace. I had no rest. But when I made the connection with what God put me on the planet to do, there was an effortlessness to it. Doesn't mean that the journey's been perfect, because quite frankly, it hasn't been. It hasn't been easy and effortless, but there's been a flow to it because I'm in alignment. Yeah. And when you're in alignment, it's like going with the flow of the river. You know, if you're trying to go against the current, it's difficult. There's resistance. But if you're going with the flow, the current, even when you're trying to make it, the current will begin to take you where you need to go, because you're going with the flow and not this resistance of away from the flow. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. People are in a hopeless state because 9 out of 10 people are not living out their dreams. They're taking it to the grave. 9 out of 10. You have people who are just existing, as we spoke about earlier. And I'm repeating that because I want whoever it bears
emphasis.
Yeah. To really hear it. Is that you? But yet you have this dream on the inside and you're a dreamer, but yet you're not walking in the role of an achiever who is executing on that dream. You're stuck. Yeah. You don't know how to figure it out. You're just trying to get through every day. Well, my desire for you is that you wouldn't just exist, but that you would truly live. Don't just be alive. Live. Life should be embraced in the fullness of all of the ups and downs and all of that. But are you feeling fulfilled? Do you have peace? I know my journey hasn't been perfect, sis. I know some of the stuff hasn't been perfect, but yet in the midst of that, we've been at peace and fulfilled because we're doing our assignment. We are in essence in alignment.
Yeah.
We're in alignment.
You know, a lot of people are surviving and they're not thriving. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. When you're surviving, think about it. When you're in water and you feel like you can't breathe, that's surviving. You're trying to catch your breath. You're trying to catch up. You're trying to catch up with the Joneses. You're trying to run in the hamster wheel to get there, and you're not going anywhere. it always feels like your lungs are arrested by something. But when you're thriving,
yes,
when you're thriving, it's like the world rises to meet you. You mm-hmm. walk into a room and the temperature changes. And mm-hmm. I don't mean literally changes, but when you walk into a room, there is a joy and a peace mm-hmm. that walks into the room with you that causes yeah. there to be a rearrangement in the atmosphere because of your presence. Darkness yeah. pauses at your presence, and a room is regulated mm-hmm. when you walk in. When you show up with your authentic self and yeah. you're thriving, people want to get to know you mm-hmm. or they want to know what's guiding you. What is your compass? What's going on with you? Wow, you sure smiling. What mm-hmm. happened with you? And I tell them, you know what? They say, you must be having a good day. I said, every day starts out at good. Mm-hmm. And what I do with it is my gift back to God. So every mm-hmm. day I'm trying to be the light. I'm trying to be mm-hmm. the salt. You know, the salt changes a thing, right, Shawnee?
Yeah,
It does. Meat tastes like salt. Salt don't ever taste like meat.
So true.
And when a light is being shined, it causes mm-hmm. the darkness to disappear. So you've got to be that light. You've got to be that salt, but you got to have that joy in you and thrive where you are, bloom where you're planted. If you have a job that you're not happy in, then figure out what you're good at. Do a census. I used to do that. I'd call my friends. Okay, so what am I good at? What do you think I'm good at? Because sometimes we don't even recognize our strengths. And I know Shania's workshop, her session that's coming up is going to be something that would totally benefit anybody on this call that really wants to go from being a dreamer to an achiever. And sometimes you have to take an assessment. You have to have somebody show you the blueprint of your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you've never had a blueprint done on your life to kind of figure out where you are, where you've been, and where you're going, because every place you've ever been is propelling you to your next. Every mm-hmm. disappointment you've ever had is going to be the step stool you'll need to get to that happy place, that successful place. There is nothing that I have experienced in my life that I haven't used as ammunition, from being gang raped to having an abortion at 16 to mm-hmm. being kicked out to having had a divorce, whatever it is. Every bit of it is ammunition that has propelled me to the next place, that has propelled me to the now. So don't be embarrassed about the stuff you've experienced. Don't be disappointed about your past. Use your past to propel you to your purpose, because that's how you're going to get there. All of you needs to show up, mm-hmm. not just a piece of you. I can preach in a prison as well as I can preach in a boardroom, because I've lived through some things on the streets that mm-hmm. the prisoners need to know that there's freedom that can come from it, that you don't have to stay in that place. So Shania, mm-hmm. I want you to take the last few minutes and share with our listeners and our audience here, share with them what's coming up, you know, share with them your next vision, because this is a powerful session. And I believe everybody that's actually here should be a part of it, should take, should sign up and register for it. I know you've got two offerings for it. So I want you to break that thing down and mm-hmm. and put their dream in front of them, help them, show them how to put their dream in front of them.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, sis. I so appreciate you, because the power that happens in a mastermind roundtable, and you know this,
yeah.
masterminds mm-hmm. are so powerful, because you bring together like-minded individuals in an intimate setting who have a common goal, not necessarily the same vision, but they have a common yeah. goal in that they are on this journey of discovery and want to move to another level. They're looking to move to their next level. And so my mastermind roundtable groups that are being offered on Put Your Dream to the Test.
We have
If
you think you got
test.
A dream, put your dream to the test. Find out if it's real or Memorex. What?
Put your dream to the test.
Yeah.
And we're going to test our dreams. Because yes. one of the things that's so interesting, and I digress for just a quick moment. I know we have to close uh-huh. things out. But
it's okay.
I remember before I made the connection on my journey with the speaker. And people would tell me, you should do something that allows you to speak. Well, my insecurities and all of that had me running. I was like, not me. Mm-mm, I'm running from this. But when I finally said yes,
yeah.
that was like the wind beneath my wings. As we talked about earlier, I was now that round peg fitting perfectly in that round hole. I was no longer that square peg trying to fit into this round space that wouldn't align right because it wasn't doing what it was created to do. And each of us have been created for a purpose, for something specific that only you can do. And we unearth the authentic us when we embrace what we were created to be. But many of us are trying to be copies of other people, of others' stuff. And we're comparing, well, I don't live up to, I don't, no. As you said earlier, sis, it's all about being the genuine, authentic you. Whatever that may look like. I mean, I had to embrace the quirky side of me. I have all these, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know what to do with all this. I've learned how to process all of that. But initially, being transparent, it was like, I don't know if I like all of that, but it serves a purpose. It really does.
Yes, it does. It does.
It serves a purpose. And so whoever our listeners are, it serves a purpose. And so put your dream to the test, this mastermind roundtable. We have two options for you, and I'm not just putting this out there. Limited space is available. Actually, I only have a few spaces, but if the demand is there, I will definitely offer an additional session. But right now, we have two. If you want a Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. starting this coming Wednesday, October 2nd. Yeah. If not, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., to 10:15. Again, limited space, only the two options. If you want more information, you can give us a call, the team, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101.
You can give that number one more time. 310-289-2101.
You can also shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Whatever you need to do, if you hear the sound and you know that this is you and you know that this journey was designed for you, it wasn't by chance, and you know you need to take this journey, don't hesitate. Get up, do what you need to do, make the call, send a message. This is for you.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I want to say, you know, when she talks about putting your dream to the test, when you really have a dream and you're supposed to actually allow or facilitate that dream manifesting or coming true, it can stand up to the fire. It can stand up to judgment. It can stand up to criticism. It can stand up to whatever people toss at it. Because when it's really a real dream that's supposed to come true, It stands up with time. It's timeless and it's authentic and it's there and it's lasting. So put your dream to the test. If you've got a dream, if you've got a dream and it's in your spirit and you really want to give birth to it, go ahead and put it to the test. Take her course and find out, you know, what you need to do to get to the next step. A lot of times we're so busy having a team of one that we don't realize that really there is not only strength in numbers, but there's wisdom in counsel. There's wisdom in counsel. When someone has been there, done that, got the degree or got the certificate, then, hey, I ain't got to pay for that certificate. Let me glean from them. Let me pay for this certificate and go this route. I don't have to fail if somebody else has already failed at doing something. I don't have to scrape my knee if somebody has already fallen down or they didn't succeed at that. Tell me what worked and what didn't work. I have learned my best lesson, Shania. You know, I love to MC, and you know that is one of my giftings. But I have learned more as a professional MC, watching people MC, not to just glean to see what I need to do to take my game to the next level. But if somebody does something that I say, ooh, I watch the audience. And if it didn't work for the audience, I'm like, okay, so that doesn't work. I learned early on the job of emceeing, never tell the audience when there's a backstage problem. It's not their business. They don't come to an event to find out what's happening behind the curtain. They come to the event to see a seamless, smooth operation. So some of my most valuable lessons were learned at the expense of someone else's failures. And so you can learn that. You can glean that. You can grow and go to the next level, but it'll cost you something. What are you willing to spend to invest in your dreams, in your hopes? Do you want things to just knock at your front door and tell you, hey, we got that promotion ready for you. Hey, that publisher's been looking for you. Or are you willing and prepared and ready to actually sow into what you want to grow into? You have to know that wherever your next is, wherever your next level is, it's going to require something from you. It's going to cost you something, not just time, not just energy, not just effort. It's going to cost an investment. You need to invest in you. Whatever that looks like to you, whatever that sounds like to you, you need to do that. We're excited to offer this conversation tonight. And this was just a tidbit. We went over one of the things on her list of 10 that she's going to go over in her workshop. But I thought it valuable enough that I told her, Shania, this information is so rich and so nutritious. I want to share my platform with you. And I told you that, didn't I? But I said, let's do Facebook Live, because there are some people that may not tune into my radio show that also need this information. So I said, let's do it where I can put, we can get as many eyes and ears on the content so that even if people don't take the course, they're still going to glean enough that they can grow to the next place. So I hope and I pray, Shania, and I hope and we pray that you gleaned, that you gained, that you grew, that you were both motivated, inspired, and that coach, you know, dropped some nuggets of wisdom and knowledge that you didn't know about that can take you to that next place. And then I hope you continue the journey with her, because she's worth the trip. I remember when you and I used to walk around Fox Hills Park.
I do too.
In California, Culver City, California, talking about where you wanted to be and what you wanted to do. And I have watched you, and I've watched Daddy shower you, not just financially, but he's even given you some toys to play with, to just give you some of the secret desires of your heart, from cars to places, because Daddy loves you that much, and you were faithful over little. And so he has made you ruler over much. So we pray that you've been blessed. We pray that you've been encouraged. We pray that you've been inspired, and we pray that you do what you need to do to go to that next level. If you're interested in more information or securing one of those few seats, please feel free to give her a call. Coach Adams, a part of her team members, one of them will get back in touch with you, or go to send an email to admin@coachadams.com. We love you. We appreciate you. Anything you want to say in closing, Mars? Hey, Shania, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I believe that there's always a great opportunity to pray. If there are people out there right now that are in need of prayer, I just want you to give some love or put some thumbs up or something like that. If you've got a business, a company, an idea, or a dream, and you've been wanting it to manifest, and you just need a little push, and you need somebody to put their faith with your faith, I'm going to ask Shania if she would just pray for you, if she would just beseech Daddy on your behalf, if she would call down the heavens and speak a word of hope and encouragement to you, declaring what the word says and inspiring you to go to the next. So Shania, if you don't mind, and there are people saying, yes, they want prayer. Mm-hmm. I want you to pray for their next. I want you to pray for their business, pray for their company, pray for their dream, pray for their imagination to always be fueled. Pray against the enemy's obstacles that he tries to put up on them. You know how to do it. Do what it is that you do and let the people be blessed. We will all be grateful to just say thank you. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. It's truly my pleasure to pray. And just for those that are listening in, get into that quiet place. And so I stretch my arms out to you as an extension of God's hand. And Father God, we come before you and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for how your spirit has flowed. And I speak to every individual that's listening in for that dream, that vision, that desire, that hope that you have placed on the inside of them, that seed, that it has been watered, that you would continue to nurture it, that they would not take it to the grave, that they would allow what you need to come forth to come forth. They would stretch out of their comfort zone, bring forth the businesses, bring forth the scripts, bring forth the inventions, bring forth whatever it is that is an answer to someone else's prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
By them following what you've placed on the inside of them.
Yes.
I come
yes.
against the hand of the enemy with the yes. negative words that have told yes. you, you cannot. Because mm. greater is he that is in
Hallelujah.
You than anything else that is outside of you. And you Hallelujah. Can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Thank
it's
you.
Not by our own power and might, but it is by the Spirit of God flowing in and through you. So I yes. speak even now a fresh anointing on each yes. individual's life that's listening in. I pray yes. that even as you rest tonight, that your imagination would run wild
yes.
with dreams that
speak
you
Holy
are to
Spirit.
Manifest and bring
speak
into
Holy
this
Spirit.
Natural realm. That you would be stirred up, the gifts that are on the inside of you would be stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will they be stirred up, but you would have a press to fulfill your
Thank
assignment.
You.
And that place of
Thank
unrest
you.
That as you get into alignment, God would allow his peace to be released, because that unrest is a sign of not being in the zone with him. So, Father, I speak life to your people and
yes,
their visions.
Lord.
I speak
yes,
realignment to your people. I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this time. We give you honor and glory. And we
yes,
thank you for
hallelujah.
The testimonies, for the
hallelujah.
Dreams and the visions that will come
hallelujah.
Forth because of this time of sharing
yes.
together and how you
yes.
have flowed through us. We give you honor
thank
and glory
you.
For it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And I want to leave you guys with a little practical phrase. It's a phrase that I do and I share it all over the country. It's real simple. You know, have you ever had more bills than you had paycheck? I know I'm not the only one that's ever had that happen. Have you ever had somebody get on your one last good nerve, like a boss, a spouse, a kid, or somebody? Have you ever felt like somebody was talking about you when you were just trying to do right? Well, the next time you got more outgo than you got inco, the next time somebody gets on your one last good nerve, and the next time somebody's trying to talk about you when you're just trying to do good, I want you to do like the television stations do. When there's a warning that they want to remind you of, they put this tone on the radio or they put this tone on the television station. Well, as believers, I think we need to have something already in our back pocket so that when the enemy comes and when we get distracted and when we got more bills than paycheck and when we got people that getting on our nerves or trying to pull us down when we're trying to do good, I want you to say this with me. Beep. This is a test. This is only a test. At the end of the test, I will have a testimony and shout hallelujah. Now, I'm like a school teacher. I don't know if you know it. Now, you may be in your home. If it's your husband getting on your nerve, you better think on these things. Don't say it out loud. If it's your kids getting on your nerve, you can say it in your mind or in your spirit. If it's your boss getting on your nerve, don't you say it in front of him. But when the enemy starts to come up and creep into your space and into your spirit, I want you to just remind him whose you are by saying, beep. This is a test.
A test.
This is only a test. And at the end of the test, I will have a testimony.
A testimony.
And shout hallelujah. Now, I want you to use that. I want you to use it until it's used up, because I believe that God gives us good and creative ideas and inventions for us to share with the body of believers so that when they find themselves in diverse temptation, they can really count it all joy. Now, in order to count it all joy, you got to add something to you, because counting is an addition game. So you can add to you a different trust in God. You'll add to you different time with God. You'll add to you more sacred time with God, because you don't understand when you've got problems. So you need to spend more time with him. So when you fall into diverse temptation and you're counting it all joy, you're adding to you some things you didn't have before, because counting is an additions game. Shania, Coach Adams, thank you so much for
thank
this
you.
Hour of power.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. Thank you guys, our listeners.
That's me.